Thank you, Chairperson. I speak on behalf of over 300 million unionized workers around the world belonging to the following global trade union organizations: the ITUC, BWI, EI, Industriall, ITF, IUF, PSI, and UNI. Chair, the convergence of crises, climate, cost of living, the pandemic, and conflict have once again shown serious deficiencies in corporate respect for human rights. Too many lead firms in global supply chains have denied workers their human rights at work, exposing the failed model of voluntary corporate social responsibility. Pressure has been increasing for regulatory action to hold companies accountable for human rights abuses at national and regional levels, with new legislation either coming to force or being proposed. Earlier this year, the labor ministers of the G7 agreed to engaging constructively in discussions at both the UN and the ILO for a consensus-based, legally binding instrument on corporate supply chain accountability. And this summer, the ILO adopted building blocks for future normative and non-normative action on decent work in global supply chains. Responsible businesses are also seeking legal certainty and a level playing field in this space. Within this context, Chair, global unions salute your continued leadership in paving the way for an effective LBI. Last year, we welcomed your efforts to set up a Friends of the Chair group to facilitate textual work on the third revised draft during the intersessional period. Despite you reaching out to constituents as early as February 2022, we regret that the group was unable to convene due to a lack of full regional participation. Chair, we reiterate the importance of the Friends of the Chair group and trust that this process will begin in earnest. We also believe that the group would benefit from civil society advisors. Global trade unions are ready to support the Friends of the Chair group with perspectives from the world of work. Chair, while we appreciate your efforts to push the agenda forward with some textual proposals on Articles 6 to 12, together with a new set of definitions, we believe that the third revised draft already offers conceptual clarity and represents a text that is politically viable for states and non-state actors alike. It is a good basis for negotiation. And in this regard, we support the statement of the Treaty Alliance and other civil society actors delivered just a few minutes ago. Chair, we have considered your proposals, which appear to streamline the provisions by making them less prescriptive. While this is, of course, aimed at achieving the broadest possible support for the draft, we believe that there is a serious risk of losing much-needed detail to truly achieve accountability for corporate human rights harms. Chair, the global unions will continue to engage with the third revised draft and present proposals for textual amendments, and we encourage all states to do the same. In closing, on behalf of the global trade union movement, I wish you good luck and every success for this eighth session. I thank you.